Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dope Town 3000. It's the podcast that combines improv, freestyle, improv, storytelling. I said improv twice. That's what happens when you go off the dome sometimes. We got on the beats Sean Fisher.
Hey.
We got just sitting peacefully next to me, so our motherfucking become Gaga.
Hi.
Oh, very peaceful.
Yes.
I'm Greg Smith. I'm anything but peaceful.
Holy
because
mom.
I am just flabbergastedly excited about our guest. She's an incredible actor, comedian, musical performer.
Yes.
We've got the wonderful, the indelible Giovanni Lanaio.
Yeah. Oh, indelible.
Indeed.
Damn. I bet I am. I have to look that up.
I hope it is good. I think it's good.
It's good.
Feels good.
Indelible.
I cannot be dilled.
You know what?
Do not try and dill this woman.
Do you find me dellable?
Is that JFK?
Oh, yeah, right. Ask not what you can dell.
For your country. We hold these truths to be indelible.
Wait, you happy
dellable.
Ooh, nice.
Let's get into some Twitter ciphering, yeah?
Absolutely.
What do we got,
yes,
Sean?
Yes, so for those of you who are familiar, or if this is your first time, we open up our podcasts every single time with going on Twitter, finding some trending hashtags. I present them to you guys, and then we use them as inspiration just to get our freestyle muscles going. Oh, Zora, don't let me interrupt your Perrier sipping.
Whoa.
I'm sipping Perrier, motherfucker.
Dope Town dirt.
How do you think I'm sitting here so peacefully?
I don't know,
no
man.
Listener would have ever known that.
Oh, they hear the telltale fizz of America's number one carbonated water.
Yeah, via wherever the fuck it's from.
Yep, get that. Get
bottled
that
by PepsiCo.
Lukewarm sponsorship, Zora.
Nestle. All
right, guys, I'm going to say some hashtags, and y'all let me know what sounds good and inspiring to you. Doobity-boop-boop-boo. Hashtag love after lockup.
Whoa.
Hashtag the blacklist. Hashtag space alien pub names. Hashtag yeah.
I feel like we can stop right there. I feel like space alien pub names.
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
part of me
like,
was like, anything better? Anything better than this?
I was gonna let Greg jump on that because I feel like you choose. You know what I mean? Like it's whatever.
Really good.
Yeah, it's whatever Greg kind of reacts to emotionally.
That makes sense.
I have trouble maintaining your sort of sense of peace. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
It's true. Greg Smith's a fucking raw nerve.
It's cool. True.
Cool. Dope Town dude.
What was it one more time?
Space alien pub names.
Space alien.
Space alien pub names. Yeah, that works for me. All right. Yeah, let's be inspired, gentlemen. Yo, all right. Ready, set, here we go. I'm on a planet over here, man, with C-3PO. And you know, yeah, my name is Greedo. I'm over here not wearing like a new tuxedo. I'm just a smuggler, not a juggler. And if you come after me, I'm going for your jugular. Yeah, man, I'm fucking smooth as silk. I'm with my ilk. I'm sipping on some blue-ass milk. I'm just chilling, chilling. I'm a good guy, never been a villain. That information, you know that it is vital. I'm saving lost puppies and I do recycle. Yeah, man, I'm out here. That is all you know. Only problem is I do hate Han Solo. That guy is a no-no. He is really mean. I hope he doesn't show up on the scene.
Well, here I am. I am the best. I'm not the worst. I'm here to answer the question. Hey, who shot first? I'm gonna get you with no attrition. Sedition. They're not gonna change it in the special edition. This is OG, man. Don't know what to do with us. Harrison Ford swag made by George Lucas. Yeah, I'm about to leave you in the dirt like the Holy Pope. Yeah, you know we're here for some new hope. Oh, man, I be straight up ballin'. Getting a drink before the Millennium Falcon. Getting a drink with my razzmatazz. I'm looking good at my ass, listening to the John Williams jazz. I don't care if we have to pay for the rights. My name is Han Solo and I'm here to get into a fight. Set the scum and the villainy. We're at the scum and the villainy. We're at the scum and the villainy. We're at the and the villainy.
I'm a smooth talker, came through, chosen one, I'm Skywalker. First name Luke, I fake him like a juke. Then I come through, not acting kinda brand new. I'm like, oh no, what I kinda think. I need that little vodka, need that little drink. Yes, yes, cause I'm the guy I need to train for that jet dialect. Swoom, 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 swoom. I come in the room, room, room. Gonna save the world like soon, soon, soon. I'm real, not a tune, tune, tune. Cause I'm fucking Skywalker. A Skywalker. I'm trying to talk to my sister.
You don't know that yet. At the scum and the villainy. At the scum and the villainy.
I'm just a girl and I'm far from home. And I'm at this bar just to find someone to bone, yeah. I normally am looking for women, but I'm like, am I limited to only humans? Yeah, I got all these aliens up in here and I'm trying to get this little space ass beer. I want to get it in my system now and I'll be finding somebody somehow, cause I'm up inside this pub and I want to find that alien love. I want to just release my atmosphere and I want to spread my wings, have no fear. There's somebody with tentacles and somebody with fins. Somebody's got horns and somebody wins. Oh, I'm gonna pick one now. I don't know a lot about Star Wars, but this is how I do this.
And the villainy at the scum and the villainy at the scum and the villainy at the scum and the villainy. Get the scum and the villainy. Got the scum and the villainy. Got the scum and the villainy. Got the scum and the villainy. Don't sue us, George Lucas.
Ooh, nice rhyme right at the end there, Greg.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I got them bookend rhymes.
Ooh. I don't know a lot about Star Wars.
Me neither.
What? Yeah. You had a lot of specifics. Every line was a specific.
Oh, I know that one. I keep falling asleep right at that one scene. Yeah. I've never seen the rest of it.
You get bored right after that?
Yeah, Zora's verse was a reveal for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're so unfamiliar with Star Wars, you didn't know Luke Skywalker?
Nope.
Wow.
Well, on the name, who do you think Luke Skywalker is?
The guy who Greedo almost met. I feel like it's about Greedo. Is that...
Oh, boy.
Is that not true?
I feel like we meet Skywalker before that scene, don't we?
We sure do.
Right, and then it's like the working man's journey to Greedo. That's how I... Okay. It's just like, and that's where the story sort of gets handed off.
It's a much it's a better classic. Title
right,
than Star
right.
Wars.
It's like his whole family died, and that's like, that's how tough life is outside this bar where Greedo's holding it down.
It's a classic reveal the protagonist 20 minutes in the film.
Is Greedo the one with the big nose? Oh, no, that guy's a scrapper. Who has a long schnoz?
I keep falling asleep right at this point.
Greedo is green. He's got big black eyes. Oh, okay. He's got like funnel looking ears.
Okay. Different than the person I was thinking of who's like stout but flies.
Oh.
You might be thinking of Watto.
Watto, Greedo, no idea who Luke Skywalker is.
Yeah, yeah. I only watch the first 20 minutes of every movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You guys are giving me flashbacks of working at Cracked, where it was just a bunch of people that knew so much about Star Wars and would talk about it for like an hour, and I couldn't interject anything.
But you use so many specifics.
Look, those were the only specifics that I knew.
You're like, I know.
Here's the thing. I know that Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, Lando.
Played Lando Calrissian.
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 You know some stuff, apparently.
Yeah. And that was like the only thing that I could have rapped about other than Luke Skywalker.
I mean, Lando's cool as heck.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams plays Donald Glover in the new one.
It's true.
That's cool.
It's true.
Is that canon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what else is canon? Our guest.
Yeah. We established that you were on the podcast. That is
it's
canon.
True. It's canon. True.
That's a fair.
Not going to retcon that.
It's an A to C segue.
What if you switched a guest out mid? Like, here's Giovanni. She participated in the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's. That would be crazy.
Some person would be like, that's not canon.
Yeah.
Dope Town message board member here. Giovanni, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Oh man, what a treat. What a treat. Three people I love so much.
Mutual.
And get to hang out
mutual.
With.
Yeah. Mutual.
Yep.
Do you have a story you wish to regale with us?
Oh man, I've been thinking about it and no.
Okay.
I haven't thought of something. Maybe just give me a little direction. I'll dig something up in the old brain grapes.
What's something insane or like crazy that has happened to you recently, like in the past, like a travel, like did you go anywhere?
Have you
sort of
ever found yourself in a situation where you're like, no one's going to believe this is happening to me right now?
I feel like that happens and then I forget what it is because I'm like, why would I tell anyone? No one
right.
will believe this. And then I forget that it happened. I'm trying to decide if I want to talk about this. I guess I do. I had group sex for the first time in New York.
Yep.
Recently.
Yep. Let's okay. go there. Let's go
yep.
there.
Oh God.
We're going there.
You let us know.
And
yep. I think I'm going. I think
okay.
we're doing it.
Woo!
I think we're doing it. We're
the Big Apple. Here we go.
And, and you can use fake names, and we can guide you towards that. Like if you need like.
There are only fake name options because I can't.
Here's
can't
their,
be
here's
sure.
their social.
Oh, you can't be sure.
Can't be sure.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So what were you doing in New York? What brought you over there?
I was performing at some college, like two colleges, and I got on. My ex is in New York, and we tend to meet up when I'm there. And I just felt like I am really done with this. I think I'm all the way finished. And so I got on Tinder because I was like, I need something in place. I have no excuse to cancel our plans. And I got on Tinder, and there was this really cute girl, and she. It wasn't immediately obvious, but then like reading her profile, I was like, oh, she's in a couple, and dude was cute, and I was like, I matched with them, and we made plans for that night.
Did they have a joint Tinder account?
Yeah,
or
how
was
does
it
that
just,
work?
He was in the picture, and so you.
He was in like the last two photos of six or whatever it was, and then it was mentioned in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as it turned out, he had a friend in town, and he was like, "Oh, like, are you interested?" They texted me a photo of the friend they had in town who was like interested in doing stuff also, and like, I have been trying to close on a three-way for a while, which is surprisingly hard to do.
Location, location, location.
I feel like a lot of times, like it's because I mean I think it's hard to find one person. Who you're really vibing with and like finding two that are in a couple who understand who like you can trust their dynamics to have it not be weird. Cause I've had a lot of close calls, where like I'll be there and then like one of the people as if it's their first time. One of the people is like, I absolutely changed my mind.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah.
She touched your hand and I'm already freaking out. So it's not been easy to find fruition there. And so, their friend was very pretty. A girl who was in town from, I believe, Trinidad. So I was like, yeah, okay. All right. So I went from like only the two ways to now four people altogether.
You skipped the three.
Yep. Skipped the three.
Mm-hmm. Extra credit.
Straight to four. Yeah. Just get right in there. just dive in if you're going to do it. Mm. They have like this. So I went over. It was I don't really remember New York neighborhoods, but it was like a good one. I don't remember. I
mean, Upper Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, upper, it was West. Like upper West Side. That's a thing, right? That's like a nice neighborhood.
That's usually where the group sex happens. Oh, okay. In better neighborhoods.
There's Hasidic Jews and group sex. Yep. That's what the Upper West Side is known.
Yeah, there you go.
So they have like this like beautiful penthouse in the Upper West Side, with like a wraparound balcony. And like a sky deck. I don't know what you call rich people things.
Yeah. I'm picturing in my head one of those like indoor skydiving machines. It's just like over in the corner.
I'm thinking like a trampoline, like Sky City or whatever.
Oh yeah, the jump zones or whatever jump they zones, are.
Both
yeah.
sound fun. The only reference that I can, the visual reference I can think to make is probably not readily available in your memory, but in the movie Three Men and a Baby, mm-hmm. they have like a beautiful New York apartment, and it's like it would be a patio except for it's covered by curved glass.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's my brain, that's what I would call like a sky deck. Okay. But it's technically it's enclosed.
Sure, sure.
What?
A solarium.
Yeah, that's
solarium?
It's a room that lets the sun.
That's
in.
The protagonist of the Star Wars prequels.
It's after the 21st minute. I've never seen it. I'm sorry.
It's true. The fans hated Solarium.
But that sounds super fancy.
Yeah. It was very fancy, and they were very nice. I think. The thing is, I'd had so many. This is my first time like articulating out of any of this, and so. It's there's like always that moment of like, oh my God, like this is going to be publicized. So I've had so many close calls and I really wanted to get over my ex. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted this to work out.
Yeah.
And it had just been so long. Like I had like had dates with couples or like even multiple dates, like seeing if we wanted to like get to that point. And like there was just usually something just off where I was just like, I don't want this, or they don't want this, or we get close enough and then it ends before it really happens. Mm. And I was really like looking for the best in every conversation. I think that there were probably some things that the guy said that I was like, ew, like social or political opinions that I was just like, la 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 la.
He's like, I love walls. And you're like, no.
Walls?
Yeah.
Like the wall.
Oh, the one. Yeah, one wall.
I should have made it the wall and not walls. That's on me.
Because they had that weird glass wall. So I was like, I guess he likes to have glass rooms.
You're like, now we're that I think about it, his whole apartment had walls.
Every room in his home
had walls.
How'd you know, wizard?
I want a solarium all the way across the southern border.
We're going to make the Gungans pay for it. It's a Star Wars Trump crossover.
So I'm like, I'm already at their apartment. We're all there. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted it to work out. So I found them to be very nice. Like he's like some like Wall Street or like, he was like a fine, like
Wall
New York finance person. Those are not the same thing. Wall Street and finance, not the same.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
they the same?
I think they're pretty close.
The same.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great, great.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about New York. and she's like I think she's in like a PhD program. He's like tall Scandinavian looking white guy, and she's like super petite Vietnamese woman, and then they like the Trinidad friend. I was like, this is super diverse. I'm already here. I love supporting diversity.
Good representation.
Yes. I just felt really good about all the representation happening. And they seemed really, really like comfortable and chill. And it was definitely not their first time. It was their first time having four. Mm-hmm. And so that's fun. It's like, yay, we're all experiencing something.
Yeah. And you're like, I only fuck even numbers.
Keep it balanced. Yeah. So I wanted it to happen. So I think I may have decided to like everybody, but for the most part, like everybody was very like friendly and nice and like no creepy vibes.
Sure.
Which is diversity a big deal.
Of political opinions too.
Yes. It was really like what America was always supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, got into it.
Okay.
Huge trailblazer.
Okay. Yada yada yada.
Yada yada.
I guess how was it? Is that an okay question?
What would be the poetic adjective you would use to describe the experience?
The poetic adjective.
Yeah.
I was just gonna.
The first word that I thought was incendiary, which is actually too strong a word. Because there was, you know, there was some figuring out of just like, how do we, like, that's just the time distribution and like time and space and like how does this work? And like safety was big for everybody, which was great. Mm-hmm. So there were precautions being taken throughout, which was like put me even more at ease, made me more comfortable about everything. The girl who was in town, I think, seemed a little uncomfortable. Just like she was definitely, everything was consensual, absolutely. But my guess would be that she hadn't been with women before, because that seemed to be like a kind of a slowed down approach on her part. And like I want to be cautious and respectful, and I think everybody else did too, but like we're all still like having fun and like
I imagine it's a very vulnerable situation for everybody involved.
And she had never, like me, she had never even had a three-way, and I'm sure it didn't seem like she had been actively looking for one as I had. So I wanted to make sure that I've been in the group of three situations where somebody wanted to leave, and I really didn't want that to happen again for anybody.
Right.
And like even the people that had even the couple that had group stuff before, like I wanted to make sure that there was no reason for them to want to leave or to have any complaints either. So it was, I think if it had happened a third time, I think, yeah, absolutely incendiary. but it was cautious, respectful, and super fun.
That's
and
awesome.
Like, I, as far as I can tell, everybody had a really good time. Time and space were shared very well. Everyone was very like, everybody was ready
I
to like give and receive
things.
You're
filling out a comment
things.
Card, like 5 stars.
The manager came by and comped our dessert.
Mint on the pillow.
but overall it was a really good experience, and I was very happy that it happened.
Yeah.
It was like nothing.
It was positive.
Nothing. Yeah, it was really positive.
Are you in touch with them at all?
We text a little, not the in-town guest, but the couple, like just like a little Merry Christmas or like what have you. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's like very nice.
That's
and
cool.
Like nothing gross. Which I mean is like right for some people, like to like get like to like get warmed up or whatever, or to like revisit that fantasy with like naughty photos or indecent texts or something like that.
Right. They sort of box your relationship into this aspect of what it is.
And,
but
and
you're saying with this, it's almost a friend component. To
I think that's right for some people, and that's right in some situations that are like fun or exciting. Mm-hmm. But I like that it's just like, how are you, Giovanni?
Yeah.
Like, they know my name. I don't know that those were their real names. No idea on last names for anybody.
Wow.
Girl who was in town, not sure at all what that name was.
Yeah, I mean, this all sounds like a very positive experience.
It was good. It was like just the right amount of anonymity and friendliness.
Strangers helping strangers. Helping strangers helping strangers.
Yes.
Yep.
I counted it out. Yes. Do we have any questions? Clarification?
I don't mind. If there's a question I don't want to answer, I'll just say that I don't want to answer.
Yeah, no worries.
Because I know that, like, in terms of like the actual activity, I've been very vague.
Oh, that's
so like
that's
if there are specific questions, like I think I If I don't want to answer, I just won't answer.
Yeah. I mean, story-wise, I think I got the plot points I need.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
There's like something on your mind.
Well, when
what
you
are
say,
you drawing?
When you say... Listen. I finished my Perrier, and now I've been sketching this entire time because that's how I process information.
We have natural light from the solarium.
Yes, the solarium.
Is that really what the back of my head looks like?
Oh. Yeah.
What a weird angle to draw from.
Look.
First person perspective over the shoulder.
I only draw in POV. So when you say incendiary, do you mean, I assume that you, because you keep, like you said on one hand that it was like very fun and sort of respectful, but then incendiary is like hot.
Yes.
So it was like hot.
It was hot. It was very hot. And I was so happy that like this thing was coming to fruition.
Yeah.
Also like, I mean, here we go. But like dudes, I don't know. I have not listened to this podcast, and I don't know the tone.
You're allowed to curse. You're allowed to be suggestive.
Okay. Well, I mean, suggestive.
We have
explicit.
Explicit. Are you trying to avoid saying dick?
Well, I mean, dick's dude was bomb.
Yeah.
Like,
the dick's dude was bomb.
Dick's dude.
The dick's dude was bomb.
The dude.
The person attached
to the dick.
The dude
that belonged to the dick was fine, and I did mean to say that his dick was bomb. And it was kind of fun to like look at his girlfriend and be like, damn. And she's like, I know, right?
That's so sweet still.
It's like, we got to like share that immediately. Like we're like becoming Eskimo sisters in that moment and can like relate on that.
It sounds like when you're on the subway and someone's acting crazy and you make eyes with someone and you're like, can you believe this is happening right now?
It was like a nice like shared thing. So like that was fun. Like, I mean, everybody was hot. I was like, preparing for a role, so I'd been on a cleanse. I felt peak. Like,
I mean, at
I
this
felt
point
great.
You're describing a CW show. Like three multicultural super hot people living in New York with like like ambiguous but rich sounding jobs. Like flying in their California friend. Like, this is
in an apartment that is like not accessible,
non-existent.
To
yeah. Yeah, like too big for like what you envision. Yeah,
don't sue us. Don't sue us.
But yeah, I mean, and it was. What did you say, Greg?
I said, don't sue us.
Don't sue us.
But it was. I mean, it was kind of a dream. Like, dude was super hot, bomb dick. Like the girlfriend, like so gorgeous. Like everybody looked so different. The girl from Trinidad, like long braids, and she's like a little thicker and like super, super like blue, black, like dark skin. And then like I'm bringing my like fun, like like charismatic energy and like my like fun curls and cool moves and like
cool
I'm
moves.
Like, oh yeah,
yeah, like you're Cirque du Soleil-ing
cool
into the room.
Oh, I like to use the space.
Oh sure.
I'm like,
we do organic openings.
I would never. Oh, I would dry up.
No, Giovanni's a straight up pattern game.
Yuck. But yuck. Other organic openings. Hey,
yeah. Yuck is the right response.
Patter.
But yeah, I mean, everything, all of the elements were so hot that like, I think that's, I want to say incendiary, just like fire. Cause like in me as an individual, yes, like I'm on fire. Mm. I feel great. I'm like living a dream and exceeding of my dream,
mm-hmm.
which was three people. And now I've got four and like, I feel great. I feel on top of the world. I'm walking on cloud fire, and it feels good.
Oh, walking on cloud fire.
And yeah, everybody's hot and everybody's cool. So it's just like the amount of like comfort there, and like did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was, now that you're describing this, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting the heat now.
Yeah.
Because before it was like, oh, you know, like, oh, like it was very fun and safe, but like, yeah, like it was hot.
Yeah,
it
I mean, hot. There's just, there's so hot. Much, there's so much, there's so much skin and sound yeah. and like, and I like seeing other people.
Yeah.
Like when, even when I'm not involved. And so, like, to be able to, like, be actively engaged with like a beautiful woman that I barely know. And so like there's, you know, there's no negativity around like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then like to simultaneously be able to see two other people engaging in like super fun, cool, hot stuff is just like, wow. Like it's a little overwhelming. Like you're just awash yeah. with sensation.
I imagine you're very present.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very present. Well, I mean, you have yeah. to stay vigilant.
Vigilant.
Darkness is just around the corner.
I was wearing a cape. No, but I mean, like, there's so much going on. Like, you really have to stay present. Of just like, yeah. I want to be ready to to like show up.
Come off
for
the bench.
Anybody who's like who like needs something. Yeah. If there's a place where like I can heighten something for someone, I want to be there to do that. I want to be an active contributing member of this team.
Yeah. You bring in that improv spirit.
ready to just tap in.
Improv Let's really happen. Made me ready for group sex.
I think that's a great endorsement for both.
Classes are so expensive.
Right? Yeah.
True. True. Why take class when you could just fuck?
It's true, Zora.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Guys, I finished my illustration.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, well, now that you're done,
That's beautiful. I'm sorry for judging it halfway through the process.
No, that's fine.
Well, that's your whole thing. You follow. You stop.
I fell asleep
you check
about
out 20
minutes
through.
Into this yeah, podcast.
True.
Should we do the damn thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was such
great story.
Great story.
I hope that I remember it and go, I'm fine with everything I said.
We'll send it to you first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and feel free to participate in this component of it as well, to whatever degree you would like to.
Oh man,
no pressure
my contribution
way.
In the cipher was also very sexual. I forgot until just now.
If anything, that was just a good foreshadowing.
Yeah. Okay.
Act one.
Okay. Act one. A new
act,
hope.
Act one.
All right, here we go.
The Dubtown Podcast. Act two.
Got it. Reference got
yes.
acquired.
Listen, I feel so forlorn. Gonna go to New York, gonna perform. Yeah, it's gonna be the end. Don't wanna hook up with my ex-boyfriend. Yeah, he's the man. Friday night after we got them plans. Yeah, but he is so handsome. But I don't know, I want to like cancel on him. Yeah, so I go spinner. Go on that Tinder. Yeah. I don't want to be an ass swipe, but I'll do that last swipe on that
hello, man, I hope I'm to your liking. What is my interest? Well, you know that I like hiking. Oh, man, I'm someone that you would love to say hello and thanks. I'm working
right
at a
swipe.
Fuck,
hey,
right.
What's going on, man? What do you say? I'm a swole fucking dude, and I am a DJ at night. At the fucking daytime, I'm probably guilty of a couple petty crimes. Swipe.
Hi, my name's Jim. I like living in the dark. I'm real slim. Yeah, I like going on boats that sail. Never go out in the sun. That's why I'm super pale.
But maybe I'll be spent in this little shit. I'll put a little fucking filter. Yeah, that is my world. I'll put that little filter because I'm looking for a little girl. Filter.
Yeah, you'll like me twice. I'm a girl and I seem like really super nice. Yeah, you can hang out with me and it'll be a joy. Look at my fifth picture, what you'll notice is a boy.
Ooh. Hi there, how you doing? Yes, I'm here to play in them. I'm a boy in this picture, I'm looking straight up Scandinavian. Yes, I'm here to give you all of that hope with my universal healthcare straight from Europe.
Ooh. Yeah, I like both of the faces, the facials. Together we'll be interracial. Well, yeah, but maybe I will bless this man and give him little type of little kind of messages. Yeah,
I'm loving you. You look like a cast by CW. Ooh, you know I'm loving you. You look like you was cast by the CW.
Ooh, a goddamn. You look like you could be a leading man. Holy shit, wow. I think that we could give this quadruple a whirl. We're like the cast of that Gossip Girl. XOXO, yeah, you already know. We're about to get a group sex on and just go with the flow. I don't wanna cause you trouble, dude. We're popping on that bubble, dude. We're looking like the cast of a show from CW.
Oh yeah, we're gonna open up like a latch. Cause on that Tinder, yeah, we did latch. Yeah, we did match. Yeah, it's gonna be out of sight. We're gonna meet like tonight, oh yeah.
And if I can be thorough, meet us in just like the best borough. Ooh. You're a New York expert, you can figure it out. Meet us in the next borough, you don't have to scream or shout.
Street of Shy, I'm feeling excited inside. I noticed that you live on the Upper West Side. It's insane, I'm gonna go get dressed up, go on the train.
Yeah, I feel like I have given a big score, cause this shit was on my dream board. Yeah, I was putting this shit into the existence. You know I've wanted this for like way more than an instant. I've been every night just praying. When I get in bed and I sit there laying, I'm just thinking all these thoughts that I'm saying. And I know that it would be so amazing.
And your
amazing.
Thoughts are saying 1, 2, I skip 3, 1, 2, I skip 3, 1, 2, I skip 3 some more, about to land on that 4, on that 4, I'm saying 1, 2, I skip 3, 1, 2, I skip 3, yeah, 1, 2, I skip 3 some more, I'm about to land on that 4, I'm at the door and I'm knocking,
knocking, knocking. Knocking, knocking, looking a smooth talking. Yes, I feel so glad. I'm a pretty girl, came from Trinidad, yeah.
Yeah, I'm knocking, knocking real hard. A dude answers the door and he goes, this is a bar. You can just come in, don't need to knock. Your people are over there, yeah man, they're taking shots. All right, welcome. Hey, how you doing? Oh man, you look like way prettier humans in person, right here in my face. It's so cool, man. Look at all our different race. I'm so in outer space. I'm so blowing my mind. And look at both of you. You are so cute and you're so kind. Yeah, this is great. This is great, sir. I really appreciate how you're treating the waiter. Man, 20% tip.
Yup.
Man, so glad I took this trip.
Yup.
Taking my alcohol and I'ma just sip. Hope I see a couple nips.
Let's catch an Uber or we could catch a Lyft. Let's catch an Uber bot to take this group sex trip. Here we are at my loft.
Yeah,
here
the sex will be swell. We can't take a Uber. We need a Uber XL.
It's me on the side of the building, and I'm straight up killing them. That's right, you know what I am. You can describe me as a celebrity. I'm letting in the sun all classy. I'm letting in the sun all nasty. Never catch me, never gon' pass me. Yeah, I got that money, got to drop the straight cash. See, yeah, I'm expensive as fuck. Solariums cost you at least like 2,000 bucks. But they're worth it though.
Oh yeah, man, my heart, kid, look at this apartment. I don't even know where it starts and where it ends. Do you have friends that are living here too? How can you fucking afford all of this rent? It just depends. I'm over here trying to act cool. I will light an incense.
Man, I'm rich as hell. Over here, man, I'm a wall bookshelf. Yeah, pulling all y'all, it's gonna go like wall to wall. Yeah, it's 100. Like, the rent's like 1800.
But the thing is, I don't understand. You have so many rooms and this one's just a baby grand. You have enough rooms to have a dedicated piano space.
And if you're lucky, I'll place the music right into your face. But while we're getting to know each other, when we're about to be some anonymous lovers, gotta get into this, don't want to be funked. I've got some views on Donald Trump,
what?
And I will say them all right now. I'm sure you remember them and not have a cow. Here's what I
blah, 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 blah.
Focus on the good parts.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'ma focus on the good parts. Blah, blah. What a nice place, what a nice couple.
Gotta focus on the good parts.
Focus on the good parts. Woo! Man, they dress real nice. I'ma focus on the good parts. They brought me a water and it had nice ice.
Gotta focus on the good parts.
Okay.
When I eat that, I got some rice on the good parts.
All the good parts, they got them. They're so safe, man, it's filled of condoms. I'm so glad. Because it's so safe, they filled it with some pads. Cause I'm focusing on the positive.
Safety first. I'm about to go in there and be like a sexual sunburst. I'm about to go in there, I'm about to make them all feel really great. I'm like Batman, I'm the knight, and I'm wearing this really cool cape. Tag me in, coach, I'm about to make you feel great. But for now, I'll just masturbate in the corner. Yeah, getting hotter, getting a little warmer. Getting hotter, and this never be scary. It's safe, considerate, and incendiary.
Yeah, I'm feeling kinda nervous. I'm the Trinidadian. I don't know how to get service. So I'm just gonna lay down and twirl. I've never really been with a girl, but it's cool. I like this girl. She came over here, she's multiracial and got some curls. So I'm just going to lay down and just kinda clown and maybe go down. Yeah, I'm making the sound. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kinda something. I'm laying down and I'm feeling more like more comfortable. Yeah, so I am gonna misbehave. I'm gonna slap the ass of this Scandinavian slap.
Have you seen the dude on this dick? Man, this dude is sick. Have you seen the dude on this dick? Yeah, I'm looking at this chick.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's me, I'm fucking slick. Yeah, boy, it's me, I'm a motherfucking talking dick. Don't act like you never heard of her, you never seen her. I'm talking through my urethra, yeah. Yes, yes, y'all got four walls. Not the Donald Trump wall, but I got a nice pair of balls. I'm about to explode. I'm a bomb-ass dick, I ain't never a choke. Get that shit out of your mouth. And if you're lucky, I put this dick down south.
This dick so sick, man, never wanna let it go. Holding on to this dick, looking at this girl who's not my Eskimo. Man, what do we know? What are we gonna do? Me and you just threw. And we just two? No, just three? No, just four? Maybe other more? Man, keep it small.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling fly, man. I'm just little something. I'm feeling smooth. I'm the Giovanni stomach. Yeah. Cause all the day I fucking spend, I feel so fly, insane. Cause I just came off a cleanse. I'm feeling fly. Don't wanna be crass. But I've been working out, look at my perfect ass. Ding.
I'ma fuck you like an improviser. I'ma explore the space. I'ma fuck you like an improviser. I'ma say yes and I'ma fuck you like an improviser. Third scene being out of space. I'ma fuck you like an improviser. Object work with both of my hands.
I'ma fuck you like an improviser. Let me show you how the stick function. I'ma fuck you like an improviser. Start with a pretty flower, then I take you to a deconstruction. I'ma fuck you like an improviser. Oh man, oh man, I got you screaming. You ain't quiet like a mouse, like an improviser. At the UCB, the second city, IO, even at the clubhouse, like
an
improviser.
I'll be making you scream like more and more. I'll take you, then I'll spin you around just like a swinging door. Yeah, then I'm gonna be like, oh shit, with my fucking wang out. And then I'm gonna go over here and just tag you out. Like, oh, I'll fuck you like an improviser.
Canadian cross.
I'm gonna fuck you like an improviser.
Fucking you like a boss, and fucking like an improviser.
And now I'm straight up back home, and I've got these fond memories of these strangers that I bone. And look at the calendar, it's December 25th. Oh my god, my phone rings, and I've got a gift. Wow, the worst thing on my wish list, Merry Christmas. Oh, what a nice wish. We're friends, but also strangers. Yeah, yeah, we're friends, but also strangers. We're friends, but also strangers. It's a good arrangement. We're not in a relationship, we're just friends, but we're also strangers.
Yeah, we're also strangers. Fuck him, but I'm so new to him. I don't know his real name, I just got a pseudonym, but it's cool. Yeah, my feeling out of the ceiling. I really appreciate that they care how I'm feeling. Like,
you got my number, but I never got your name. I gave you my number, yeah, yeah, but I never got your name.
Yeah, I never got your number, but I never got your name. But I appreciate how you made me feel like I was walking on cloud of flames.
I got your number, but I ain't never got your name. And if I find myself in the borough again, I think that we could do the same. Or maybe take it up to 5. Or maybe 6 would be nice. Maybe 7 could just straight up be heaven. It could be great and I would be fine. 10, I'm saying when. 11 would also be heaven. And 12? I think 12 is too much. I got your number.
But I never got your name.
I got your number,
but I never got your name. And then what we see is we pull back a little bit, and we see a computer glow, and a guy in LA in a cafe writing a generic CW episode.
Wow.
XOXO.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh.
Would you watch that show?
I'll be in that show.
Yes.
She's starring
in
that show.
She's in that show.
Would you star in that show if we pitched it? Could we say,
absolutely.
Do you know who we have signed on to this already?
A super diverse, sex positive CW show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously you're already attached to it.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need credits and money. So yes, I'm in.
I do that without any of the details you said.
Word.
That was amazing, you guys. Oh, I mean, I'm always impressed and delighted by you. That I like, yeah, I didn't want to, I just wanted to experience that as a spectator. Uh-huh. It was so
But great. You were ready to come in at a moment.
I was ready. Yeah. I was like, I'll come in on these choruses.
Yeah.
I didn't know Sean could sing so beautifully.
Oh, shucks.
Wow.
Hidden talent over here.
It just wellspring.
I've never experienced anything like that, and I'm so glad that I told that story for the song that you guys just did.
Yeah.
I've never been that person to like raise my hand in an improv show and like do, you know, be the audience person. Mm-hmm. That was so special.
Well, we're really thankful to you for being here and sharing
such
a
special
story with
story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. That's an awesome story. Love it. Yeah.
I'm crying a little.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
Well, now we have it encased in amber for you to revisit for eons to come. As
is
long
that what
as
you've been doing in the corner?
I've been over here encasing shit in amber.
You'll judge my illustration, but you're over here fucking encasing shit.
Yeah,
Jurassic
one's
Park
a jewel
of my emotions.
That's right.
And one's just a jewel crafter's hobby.
Sure.
That's what I call drawing, a jewel crafter's hobby.
Okay.
Star Wars Episode 4, the jewel crafter's.
I have not seen it. I've seen the first 20 minutes of the fourth episode.
Giovanni, if we want more special stories from you, yeah, where can we find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Giovanni. Giovanni.com just launched yesterday.
Hell yes.
And you can catch me at UCB and on Baby Wants Candy, yep. Asian AF, yep. Gaysian AF, yep. Lots of different shows at the theater. And I've got a secret Netflix movie coming out in June.
Exclusive.
That's just a teaser. Teaser!
Okay. Wait for that shit to drop.
Wait for it to drop. And when it does, you will see the fucking thumbnail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when shit drops. You see the thumbnail and you're like, oh shit.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we'll definitely be looking out for that. Some other stuff that you can look out for is Dopetown 3000 on Apple Podcasts. We're through Campfire Media. You can find us on Spotify. Just dope at Dopetown. Follow our Twitter. Follow our Instagram. But look, I just got to say our Twitter is just chock filled with content.
It's our best feature.
Yeah, it's our best feature. Exactly.
And we'll never know who runs
we'll
it.
We'll never know who runs it, nor give that person credit.
He wouldn't want it. It would make him embarrassed.
Yeah. He doesn't chime in with just comments every time.
I'm busy over here drawing Amber. I don't know what you're doing.
I love it. So check us out. Check out the content. Giovanni, thank you again for joining
thank
us.
You.
And we like to end every Dopetown episode with a wise saying from Greg Smith. Drop some knowledge on us. What are we saying at the end of each episode of Dopetown?
Stay vigilant, stay giving, and stay incendiary.
Ooh, yeah.
Snaps
for Greg.
Snaps. Brap, brap. Dopetown, Dopetown, Dopetown. You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown, Dopetown, Dopetown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dopetown. Dopetown, Dopetown, Dopetown.
See you next time.
You're
leaving Dopetown.
Hey, Rachel, Oscar.
Yeah, Claire?
Do you love Disney movies?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen them all?
Not all of them.
What do you guys think if we watch them all in chronological order and then talk about them?
Ooh. Oh, and what if we could talk about it with some of our favorite friends?
I love that.
Yeah, what if we do it inside the Disney Vault?
You know, that's the name of our podcast, Inside the Disney Vault on Campfire Media.
Yeah, check us out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to yours.
That's Inside the Disney Vault.
Let's go.
Woo!
Campfire.